This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is one of the opening movements of Bach's Cantata 133. And for some, Bach is the composer for the Christmas season, evocative of candlelight and snow-laden church steeples of old. For others, the music is more evocative of, say, the soundtrack to holiday commercials selling swanky jewelry or champagne. But oh, stand down, ye cynical youth, for this year in its annual holiday concert, Bach's Handel and Haydn Society has something for both Baroque traditionalists and adventurers. Bach will be there, but so will Baroque music from Latin America, Russia, and the United States. Joining us now to tell us why is conductor Stephen Fox. He will be making his Handel and Haydn Society debut on Thursday in A Bach Christmas. Welcome to Radio Boston, Maestro Fox.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So right now, as I said, we are listening to Cantata 133. First, tell us, why is it that this particular oratorio holds a certain stature in the repertoire of Bach's Christmas music?
Well, Bach's Christmas oratorio strikes a chord with everyone, all lovers of classical music. It's performed around the world this time of year. The piece we're hearing right now, Cantata number 133, is a lesser-known work also written specifically for Christmas, for the third day of Christmas, and it precedes the oratorio by about 10 years. So I thought it'd be very nice in this upcoming concert to contrast a lesser-known Christmas work with one of his greatest-known works.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the other works that we mentioned that aren't Bach-related. So if people do go to the concert, they will be hearing them. But this, I have to say, was a surprise to me. It is a Mexican piece. Let's listen. So, Mexican Baroque? What is this?
Well, a great American orchestra like the Handel and Haydn Society, and I being American conductor myself, we wanted to explore some of the music for this season from the Americas. So we have a piece from Mexico, from Bolivia, and some early American Christmas music. This piece is by Manuel de Zumaya, who was one of the greatest composers of the Mexican Baroque period. So many of us don't realize that Mexico City was the capital in the Americas for culture during the Baroque period, a great city for architecture, art, and also music. And Zumaya was one of the four or five greatest composers of this period, and the first significant composer to actually have Native American background.
Native American background.
That's right.
Oh, interesting.
And he was the first. There were many Spanish composers working in Mexico City during the Baroque period who were brought over across the Atlantic. Zumaya was the first to be named the director of music at Mexico City Cathedral, to be a native composer, to have that very prestigious position.
It sounds like this piece or pieces like this don't often get performed.
That's right. Some of us performers, we gain great satisfaction by exposing new great works to audiences from the past.
All right, well, let's listen to something that's old but might be new to other listeners. That was Mexican Baroque. You're also going to be playing some Russian Baroque. Let's listen.
Well, this would be the Bolivian piece.
This is
that
the
we're
Bolivian
performing.
Piece.
Yes.
Okay, so sorry, I misidentified that. So tell us a little bit about this.
Well, this is a fascinating recent discovery. There's been a lot of both sacred and secular music that's been discovered from Bolivia's past. This is music that was sort of shepherded in by the Jesuits when they were very present in the 17th century in Bolivia, and it's a scholar, Piotr Nawrot from Poland, just several years ago thought if the Jesuits were there, there must have been a lot of music. And he went searching. And in the east of Bolivia, he found all of these manuscripts, over 11,000 manuscripts of different genres. And it's just starting to see the light of day, these works. I thought, wouldn't it be great to bring one of these pieces, one of these discoveries, to my debut with Handel and Haydn?
11,000?
Yes, that's right. They include operas, over 100 sonatas like the one we'll play on Thursday and Sunday, as well as sacred choral works.
Okay, so this is by an anonymous composer, though.
We don't know who it is, and it's fascinating to think, was it a Jesuit, or was it one of the Native American composers who was taught music by the Jesuits? Could be either.
Wonderful mystery. So that is Bolivian Baroque. Now let's transition, if we can, to what I was mentioning before, a piece of Russian Baroque music. Let's listen. So you have a particular passion for Russian music. Tell us a little bit about what we're hearing.
I do. I guess I had a rather similar experience to Navrat when he went to Bolivia, when I went to Russia. About 10 years ago, I was in St. Petersburg, and I thought, what an amazing Baroque city. Look at all of these great Baroque buildings. You go into the Hermitage and you see all of this great 18th century art. I thought there must have been music before the Russian Romantics that we know so well, Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff. What about the 18th century? And I went digging and found these great composers like Bortnyansky, who we'll hear this weekend, Berezovsky, Fomin. The 18th century was actually a golden period of Russian music, presided over by Catherine the Great herself, who commissioned this great music. What we're hearing now is a piece by one of the great Russian composers of this period, Bortnyansky, still not a very well-known composer. But this is a setting of the well-known hymn Te Deum, dates back to 500 AD, and we know the prayer well in English. This is the Russian version of this prayer, and you can hear that it's sung rather simply, mm-hmm. and it's sung without instrumental accompaniment. That's because instruments are not permitted in the Russian Orthodox service, so all of the music is a cappella, without instrumental accompaniment.
Oh, interesting. Very beautiful piece. And speaking of a cappella, though, I want to transition to the last bit of music that we have time for today. But it's also one that you'll be playing in the concerts this week. It's an American one, American Baroque. Fascinating. Let's listen to a little bit. So this is The Apple Tree by Jeremiah Ingalls, wonderful 18th, 19th century composer. We just have a couple seconds left before we have to wrap up, but tell us a little bit about this piece.
Well, it's a rugged and fun hymn that was sung by congregations, and you can almost hear the rejection of the refined European style, the same way the founders of this country rejected the ideology of Europe at this time.
So we'll be hearing Bach, Mexican, Bolivian, Russian, and American Baroque, all in the Handel and Haydn Society's annual Christmas concerts. Starting December 15th, there are tickets still available for a performance of a Bach Christmas at the New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. Stephen Fox will be making his conducting debut there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
There's more information as well at our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.